It was one of the more bizarre stories we've seen out of Cuba. In late 2016, American staff with the newly reopened U.S. Embassy in Havana started hearing noises like this. The sounds seemed targeted directly at these Americans' houses or hotel rooms, and if people heard that noise right after, they'd start feeling sick.
Word tonight that some American diplomats serving in Cuba are said to not only have suffered mild traumatic brain injuries, but also some with permanent hearing loss, loss of balance, severe headaches, and cognitive disruption.
Lots of speculation followed about what this was. Some said it was some kind of sonic attack. Others called it mass hysteria. The State Department itself still doesn't seem to have any answers, but this mystery does have a medical aspect to it that doctors are getting a little closer to solving. The World's Carolyn Bieler reports.
Last spring, when word started spreading about the headaches and hearing loss and dizziness, around 80 Americans in Cuba were worried enough to get checked out by a doctor. More than 20 were diagnosed with mild traumatic brain injury by last summer. State Department officials said trauma from a, quote, non-natural source caused it. But they didn't know much else, so they contacted brain trauma expert Dr. Douglas Smith.
Well, actually, it was an email, and I was worried it was a hoax, you know. But it looked legitimate enough, so I did call them back.
When he did, the State Department asked Smith to assemble a team of specialists at the University of Pennsylvania to examine the patients. It was August, months after most of them had heard the mysterious noises.
They weren't getting better. They weren't going back to work. They were still having a lot of symptoms. And nobody had been able to figure out what was going on.
This is Dr. Sean Grady, who helped test 21 Americans in Philadelphia.
There were several cases that were really physically disabling. They had difficulty getting their eyes to focus, trouble with concentration and memory, and headaches when they engaged in tasks, and balance difficulties. And these are all younger individuals.
Three of the patients had so much hearing damage, they needed hearing aids. 15 had to take drugs to help them sleep. Smith says the symptoms were hallmarks of concussion.
We found that it was really a concussion without concussion. It just so much appeared like persistent concussion symptoms without that normal history of a head impact.
But those are just symptoms. The cause was still a mystery when the team finished their examinations in September. By then, the stranger-than-fiction scenario had already taken its toll on U.S.-Cuba diplomatic relations.
The Trump administration announced Friday that it is pulling more than half of its staff out of the American embassy in Havana.
Doctors don't think the sound that the Americans heard caused their injuries. Audible sound isn't known to be able to hurt your brain. So other theories have emerged. One is that some type of sonic weapon using sound outside the audible range was targeted at the Americans, and the noise they heard was just a byproduct. But so far, the FBI has found no evidence that happened. Here's another theory. The symptoms stem from a kind of collective stress response. A few Americans heard an unfamiliar noise, maybe just cicadas, and thought it was making them sick. Through the power of suggestion, dozens of others started feeling symptoms too. That's the conclusion of a panel of Cuban scientists, but after his evaluation, Smith doesn't buy it.
There'd have to be almost like a grand conspiracy to go and research what concussion symptoms look like, come before a group of experts and convince each one that they had an issue. And that's including going through some tests that you can't fake.
A third theory is that a virus or bacteria or poison is to blame. Smith doesn't think that's it either. His team published a case study in the Journal of the American Medical Association last week detailing what they argue is a brand new syndrome. But key patient details that would normally be included were withheld for privacy and security reasons.
I think the lack of some of the demographic data just makes it more difficult to interpret the findings of the study.
This is Stephen Lewis, a neurologist who published an editorial alongside the study.
So, for example, if the patients were 38 and had hearing loss, that would be potentially more significant than if the patients were 58 and had hearing loss.
Lewis argues it's just too soon to rule out any potential causes of the brain injuries.
It is a mystery, and we need more information. And unfortunately, the findings from this study provide data, but really no answers yet.
Doctors at the University of Pennsylvania hope they'll have more information soon. Right now, Sean Grady says they're analyzing the results of a special type of brain scan that typically reveals damage to the wiring of the brain in concussion patients.
If we're going to find imaging evidence of problems, that's where we'll find it.
And if they do,
now we've got something that we can go back into a laboratory environment and try and replicate.
In a mystery where every possible explanation seems unlikely, a little hard science might be the only hope of cracking the case. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.